listener production.
More and more women stepping into business, another drink driver taking off our roads, and a reminder to have your say on your local government's budget. Good morning, it's Amy Ross with a Limestone Coast local news update. Some wet weather and a chance of a thunderstorm across the region today. We're heading for a top of 15 in Mount Gambier and 17 in Robe. More and more women are stepping into business roles across the Limestone Coast. That's according to the Women in Business and Regional Development Group. The state government has launched the Women in Business Foundations program to support those entering the field, but co-chair Catherine Featherston-Orr says more Limestone Coast women are looking to start their own businesses without government support.
Women in Business has implemented various initiatives and strategies to encourage and grow participation in entrepreneurship and also provide some resources.
Healthcare in Keith is set to improve with the District Hospital joining SA Health to better deliver sustainable healthcare and aged care services. To help the community access the much needed primary care, the service will integrate a paramedic, nurse practitioner, and additional allied health roles. The state government will pour close to $10 million into the upgrades. The SE Voice reports the Limestone Coast Local Health Network will be managing Keith and District Healthcare. A Mount Gambier man has lost his licence after getting caught drink driving by police. The 53-year-old was stopped in Nangwari and returned a positive breath test of 0.187. He lost his licence on the spot for a year and had his car impounded. He'll appear in court at a later date. We're being reminded to have our say on upcoming council rates and annual business plans. That's the messaging from the local government minister. Jeff Brock says residents can only lose if they don't speak up on budgets now.
If they get no one comes in and or no one makes any comments or suggestions how they can improve it or endorse it at those public meetings, then in actual fact, it may impact the financial situation of those communities.
And jumping over the border, Environment Victoria has put out some handy tips to keep the heat from escaping the home during winter. Sarah Rogan says a big one is to keep the curtains and blinds drawn when it's gloomy outside.
40% of the heat escaping from our homes is from uncovered windows. And so people need to look at installing heavy lined curtains that are really close fitting that extend below the window frame to keep the heat in and the cold out.
Getting more footy and netball juniors through the club is a priority for the Millicent Saints. That's according to club president Joel Redman, who sits on the Sandfill Working Party board, looking to merge the Western Border League with the Mid-South Eastern League and Kauri Narracourt Tatiara Footy and Netball League. Should the proposal go ahead, Millicent, along with three other clubs from Mount Gambier, will join the KNT, creating a 14-team league. A widespread league would mean extra travel, something Mr. Redman is concerned about, telling the SE Voice it could discourage parents and reduce junior participation. This week, the side is coming up against East Gambier at home, bounces at 2:30 p.m. Elsewhere, Casterton Sanford is coming up against West Gambier at Island Park, and North will be taking on South at Vansittart Park.